Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and this is the 19th of December 2011, and this is the Q&A call for the AR Library. I want to welcome everybody on the call today. All right, before we get here to Christmas, it's good to have you here. So let's begin. We only have one question today. About 9 months ago, my husband ended a 3-year affair with a woman he said he was in love with. He never speaks to his AP unless I ask questions about her. He moved back home about 6 months ago and now says he never even thinks about her unless I bring her up in conversation. Could this be true? Does a man have the ability to just forget about someone once so special to him and never think about her again? Is this something I should be concerned about? Has my husband been able to just move on? I also noticed on our Married for Life group calls that the men never say anything about their affair partners. Why is this? Wouldn't they need to talk about them to work through getting over them? Please give me some insight. Your first question is, could this be true that he never thinks of her unless you bring her up in conversation? And because the way men compartmentalize, absolutely, I think it could be true. He probably doesn't ruminate about her during the day, especially if he's done a good job at learning to focus on something different and done a good job of recovery. He's probably gained perspective on this and decided what he wants. I don't know why he moved home 6 months ago, but if y'all were separated for those 3 months, he may have made that determination that he wanted to be at home. And in that case, if he began to let go of her, she would become more of a distant memory. Does a man have the ability to just forget about someone once so special to him and never think of her again? Well, especially if he's been in a limerent situation and begins to gain perspective on who this woman is, and if he begins to see her differently, yes, he certainly could come to the place where he doesn't think about her because it may now seem silly or foolish to him, and if that's the case, he's not going to give her much airtime when it comes to thinking about her because it's just going to make him feel foolish for having fallen into what he fell into. You also ask that, the men never say anything about their affair partners. Why is this? Men, the way they tend to deal with things often is they compartmentalize them and try to stick it over in a box and not think about it. I think as a whole, and I'm using generalizations here, women tend to want to process more and get disconnected from them more or less by trying to gain perspective over time and working through all of the feelings. Oftentimes with men, the connection for the men frequently, even though they may have feelings, sex equals love for a man, and their emotional entanglement with an affair partner typically, I don't believe, is as profound as a woman's emotional entanglement. It's not that they don't have feelings. But a lot of the feelings are coming from the way that affair partner is making them feel about them and is coming more or less through that sexual connection. And once that connection is broken, it's oftentimes easier, I think, for them to kind of gain perspective of who they were with because their feelings don't seem to hold on as long as some of the women I've worked with before in the past, which would explain potentially why they don't talk about it as much as they're trying to get over them. The other thing that, certainly could be a possibility is they avoid talking about them to some extent, or maybe they talk about them with other people. I don't know that on a Married for Life group that that's going to be the easiest place to ultimately process through things. Hopefully, he's also got other men that he's talking to who are helping him gain perspective on all of this. So I want to thank you for writing in. And this will be our last call before Christmas Day. So I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And I do hope that you find joy and healing during this season, that you find lots of gifts, God's gifts, as you begin to go through this, and that you experience His grace. Merry Christmas.